Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, Lag BaOmer, the 18th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Gimel, Chai Iyar. Masechta Shkolim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav. Hamakdish Nechasov, if a person gives all his Nechasim to the Mikdash, he says, I'm giving all my properties to Hekdash. And normally when he doesn't specify what type of Hekdash, by default it's Hekdash Bedek HaBayis. That means used to repair the Beis HaMikdash, for repairs and maintenance fund. V'hoyu b'hen devarim re'uin le'korbanos tzibur. And there are amongst these things which were fit for the public korbanos, such as ketores, or the pigments, or the spices that from which they make the ketores. What do you do with these? Yinosnu lo'umonin bischaron. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you can give these properties, you can give the ketores, for example, the incense, you can give it straight to the workers for the mikdash, that are working for the mikdash, for their wages, as their wages. And what will happen then is the ketores, for example, this incense, will become chulin. It'll become now ordinary. It won't have any kedusha because it's been given as wages to the workmen. Once it's been given to the workmen as wages, then one can buy it back from the new shkolim. I can buy it back, and you've got the keteris now bought from the new shkolim for the coming year. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are words of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that hakdish can be straight away used to pay people. It can be mischalal al hamlocha. You can use it for paying wages. Amale ben Azai. Ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, "Eina hayamida." That's not consistent with what you said in the previous Mishnah. And you ought to be consistent. Previous Mishnah, we learned the leftover of the Keteris. What did it say there? It says you can't just give it as wages. They had to separate some shkolim from the Tumas Alishka. Then they took the Keteris, which they set aside. They set aside shkolim equal to the wages of the tradesmen. Then they would take the Keteris, and they would transfer the kedusha of the ketores to the wages that they had set aside, the shkolim. And then, once they did that, then they'd buy back the ketores using the shkolim of the truma, of the new truma salishka. And that's what should happen here too. This person who donated his nechosim to the temple treasury fund, you can't just give the ketores and give it paid for wages to the workers. No, you have to do the same thing. You first have to go to the trouble of setting aside some from the nechosim amount equivalent to the wages. Then you take this ketores, or what's fit for ketores, and transfer its kedusha to the wages that you've set aside. Then you buy it back, and that's what you should do. Says Ben Azai, Ella Mafrishin Mahan, you separate from those properties, from the Nechosim that he donated, Scharumanin, enough to cover the wages. Umachalinoison, and then you transfer the Kedusha of the Keteris onto this money, Almosamanin, on the money that you set aside. The Keteris now becomes Cholin, and now then you buy, and you give the Keteris, they've got the Keteris now, as wages, and you then pay it to the workers as their schar, because the keteris is chulin. That you can give as wages. Don't give the hekdash straight as wages. You give the keteris, which is chulin, that as wages, and then you can, and then you buy back the keteris from the workman with the new truma, mitruma chadasha. That way, says Rabbi, says Ben Azai, you have not been mechalel. You cannot transfer the hektish straight onto the job, straight onto the malacha. You can't do that. First, you have to transfer the kedusha of the keteris, and then you can buy it, and then you can pay it to the workers. The halacha is indeed like Ben Azai, not like Rabbi Akiva. That's how the Rambam paskens. Mishnah Zayin, hamakdish nechosav, person who donates his properties, his assets to the Beis HaMikdash. And he had amongst those possessions that he donated were animals which were perfectly good for the Mizbeach. Zchorim and Kavis, male and female animals. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zchorim Yimochrul Tzoka Olos. the male animals should be sold to people who need to buy an oila. An oila, of course, can only be of a male animal. So that's what you would do. You'd sell it to the people who need it. And onokevois, and female animals, you'd sell to people who need to bring a shlomim, who can use a female animal. Udmehan, what do you do with the proceeds of sale? Yiplu im shonachosim of the kabais. They will go with the rest of the assets that this person has donated to the temple treasury fund, to the repairs and maintenance fund. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds this, says this because he holds that when a person is makdish something without any description as to whether it's for the Beder Kabbayis, the repairs fund, or whether it's Mizbeach, then by default it goes to the repairs and maintenance fund. Even things that are fit for the Mizbeach. Except, nevertheless, anything that's fit for the Mizbeach should not get out of the Mizbeach. And therefore, what you do is you don't sell it to anybody other than someone who needs it for Mizbeach. That means someone who needs this animal for a carbon. And the money will then, the proceeds of sale, will then be used for the treasures, for the repairs and maintenance fund. That's Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that most people mean it means Beder Kabbayis. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Zechorim Atzmon Yikrivu Oilos. He says that the male animals themselves have to be offered as a carbon oilos. He says that should be offered on his back and do not sell them. Una kevois and the female animals, which are not fit for an oilos, yimochru tzarkes of cheshlamim, should be sold to those people who need a carbon shlamim. The yavi bitmein oilos, and we bring with the proceeds of sale, will offer a carbon oilos. Rabbi Shua is of the opinion that anything fit for the Mizbeach, he probably meant to go to the Mizbeach and not for the repairs and maintenance fund, i.e., an oil should be offered itself, totally built upon the Mizbeach. And therefore, the animals that are fit for an oilos should be offered as an oilos. Now, the female animals, even though they're not fit to be an oilos, nevertheless, they're fit for the Mizbeach. But the Kedusha of Beder Kabbayis does not go on them, Kedusha is on Mizbeach. But you can't offer them as Mizbeach because this fellow meant a common oila, and oila is only male. So what you do is you sell it to people who need a shlamim, and then the proceeds of sale will be used to for a common oila. So in the end, the assets are used for a common oila anyway. Now, that's the animals which are fit for the Mizbeach themselves. Now, the rest of the assets, the rest of his property that he has donated, which are not for the Mizbeach, they will go to the Treasure Repairs and Maintenance Fund. Of these two opinions, came along Rabbi Akiva and he said, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Roya ani estibri Rabbi Eliezer midibri Rabbi Yeshua. I prefer the words of Rabbi Eliezer over Rabbi Yeshua. Why is that? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's all going to one area. It's all going to the Beder Kabbayis. It's going to the Peasant Maintenance Fund. Either themselves or in the case of the animals, the proceeds of sale. And I prefer that, says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua Chola, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, you've got different measures. You've got the animals going to the Mizbeach. You've got other assets going to the Peasant Maintenance Fund. And even within the animals, you've got a difference between male and female, where the male are going for oilos and the nekevos only for those to those who need to buy shlomim. Amar Rapapius, Rapapius came along and he said, Shomati kidivrei shnayim. Truth is, I heard that the lachim be like both of them. It simply depends on the circumstance, as he now explains. Shehamakdish beferush. If a person of makdish it explicitly, he said, my animal will go and my properties will go to Hakdish, then I agree, Kitiv Rabbi Eliezer. Then the halacha will be like Rabbi Eliezer, which means since he specified animals and properties, and he didn't say, my animal for the Mizbeach and my properties for the Kabbayis, we say that he meant all one thing. We say that he probably meant that a particular Hakdish which would apply equally to animals and properties, i.e., the Beder Kabbayis. And some, but v'hamakdish stam. But if a person just donates his properties to Hakdish without any further description, then it is kediv Rabbi Yeshua. Then I agree, the halach would be like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because if he just says it's stam, hamakdish stam, we say he probably meant I makdish it, each thing to whatever box it belongs. If it's for the Mizbeach, Mizbeach. If it's for the Beder Kabbayis, for the Beder Kabbayis. And over all these opinions, the halach is Rak Rabbi Eliezer, because that's the way Rabbi Akiva approved of it. Rabbi Akiva said he liked Rabbi Eliezer's pshat, then the halach will be like Rabbi Eliezer, i.e. that everything will be going to Beder Kabbayis, and even those things which are animals, animals which are fit for the Mizbeach, they don't go directly to the Mizbeach, they get sold to people who need them, and the proceeds of sale goes to the Bet HaKabayis, goes to the repairs and treasury fund, repairs and maintenance fund.